band a break for the news. Come right back. 8 o'clock.
More airstrikes and boots on the ground in Gaza. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. The Israeli military reports killing dozens of Hamas militants in an overnight operation in Gaza and six more Hamas targets hit from the air.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says this is the second stage of their war, but the United Nations warns airstrikes are hitting closer to hospitals used as shelter by tens of thousands of ordinary Palestinians. According to the Gaza Health Ministry, more than 8,000 residents have been killed, mostly women and children. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
President Biden's issued an executive order on artificial intelligence focused on managing the risks, including safety tests and measures meant to protect jobs and privacy. He'll speak about it at an event at the White House this afternoon. At least 11 people are reported killed, dozens injured in mass shootings across the country over the weekend, one in Tampa, Florida.
Tampa police say two people were killed and others injured when at least one person started shooting Saturday night in Ybor City, Tampa's historic district known for nightclubs. Mayor Jane Castor.
Shooting where individuals had a dispute and decided to end that dispute with firearms. So now we have lives that have been lost.
Detectives say tips from the public led to the arrest of 22-year-old Tyrell Stephen Phillips. He's charged with murder. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
More than 1,500 people are estimated to have attended a vigil last night for victims of last week's mass shooting in Lewiston, Maine. There were Bates University students, Bates College students, not from Lewiston there.
This is a time that we really needed to show up and support the community as we've been so supported by the community through our college careers.
A big screen was set up outside the church for people who couldn't fit inside. One of the speakers used American Sign Language. Four of the 18 people killed in the shooting were deaf. 13 people were injured. America's listening to Fox News.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Hi, Dr. Ron Paul here. The Fed creates and pops bubbles using interest rate manipulation. Why put the value of your IRA or 401k at their mercy? This is why I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. To get a free info kit from Birch Gold, text the word SHELTER to 989898. That's SHELTER to 989898. Do it now and protect your savings.
The Supreme Court hears arguments this morning about police seizing property they've connected to a crime. In this case, an Alabama woman's car driven by her son, who later pleaded guilty to a minor drug offense. There are free speech and gun rights cases coming up.
Supreme Court justices will begin their November argument session this week with cases that center on the First and Second Amendments. One case challenges a trademark criticizing former President Donald Trump, while another focuses on two California school board members. The justices will review a ruling by the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals that held that the school board members violated the First Amendment by blocking two parents who criticized them on their personal Facebook and Twitter accounts. The Second Amendment case involves a challenge to the constitutionality of a federal ban on the possession of guns by those who are subject to domestic violence restraining orders. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
At least one senator says the United States is spreading itself too thin trying to protect itself and others.
Republican U.S. Senator J.D. Vance says President Biden's recent ask of $106 billion in aid from Congress for Israel, Ukraine, the border, and countering China stretches America too thin. His suggestion on CBS Face the Nation that it should be broken up.
We don't make enough weapons. Our manufacturing capacity is too weak. We need to pick and choose. To pick and choose, Congress needs to have a real debate, not collapse these packages together and pretend we can do everything at once. We can't.
The difference in Senator Vance's plan is that it takes out humanitarian assistance to Gaza. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A trial starts in Colorado today about whether former President Trump can be kept off the ballot for trying to overturn the 2020 election results. A gag order, meantime, is reinstated by the judge in his federal election conspiracy case regarding Trump's public comments about potential witnesses, court personnel, and the prosecution team. The former president on social media calls the judge a true Trump hater. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Champaign Fire says everyone okay after an apartment fire Saturday on Providence Circle near North McKinley Avenue. Crews arrived at the two-story apartment, found a fire in a bedroom. The fire brought under control due to the building's sprinkler system. Firefighters used a fire extinguisher to snuff out the remaining hot spots. University of Illinois police asking for the help in investigating a shooting that left one U of I student hurt early Sunday morning in the area of South 3rd Street and East Healy. Police say two men got into a fight at a large house party, which led to the shooting and altercation. The student is expected to be okay. Saturday morning, people in Douglas County came together for a 5K fundraiser to help a young boy fighting a rare genetic brain disease. The Foreman family's son, Nash, was diagnosed with vanishing white matter disease last year. The diagnosis is one of about 300 known cases in the world. The run raised $12,000 for Nash through donations and community sponsors. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Thank you, Jim. ESPN 93.5. I'm Stevie J. There's Diane Ducey.
Good morning.
Brother Johnny's jumped in as well. We're going to call Mario Henry, financial guy, but also spent time in the NFL. He was on a week or two ago, and it just fires me up. Another guy fires me up is meteorologist Greg Solier. So we're looking at trick-or-treating, wondering if there is going to be wind with this cold.
Yes, there will be. Kind of harbors, memories of when you and I were out trick-or-treating decades ago in cold. And I remember I had to be in not long after sundown, which back in my era, I can't believe I'm talking this way, the time change was a little bit, I think, earlier, I believe.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
When do we fall back on the clock?
I think it's this weekend.
Next weekend, right,
what?
Diane?
Yeah. Excuse me?
I think it's the 4th or 5th.
Wow. Whatever, this coming Sunday is back to standard time.
I don't know, about decades ago, Greg, I was thinking about going on a little trick-or-treating myself tonight.
Yeah, that's right.
But in any case, there may be wind as well as the cold tomorrow evening, you think?
So we've got the wind. We've got, which will be probably pretty healthy, 20-mile-an-hour northwest wind.
Oh, no.
It will likely be between about 3, let's say 3 and 8. Somewhere we'll start out about 38, 39 degrees and then fall back to about 34, 35 around there. And then a little white stuff in the air, too.
Oh, my God. Okay, well,
there might be a coating on whatever we can find. It's cold around here, a fence post or something. Conceivable one or two of these snow showers might have a little minor. Roads will be okay, but maybe on a colder car top or something.
All right.
Well, I'll say one thing. If you go out, if you're tough enough to go, you're going to get a haul because people are going to be dumping their candy in your bag.
There you go.
The Stevie J residence, man, if you're out there, you get those big old candy bars.
Oh, so. No, not yet. Let's check the weather. What are you seeing out there for the week, friend?
Well, my friend, kind of a late November Thanksgiving feel, actually, versus anything like Halloween around here. But this, too, shall pass. The compliments of still a moderate to strong El Nino across the hemisphere. So that should bode well on these turnaround and quick shots of some cold air. Pattern stays a little more active again next week, unfortunately, from a harvest standpoint. And, boy, some of the gauges were right around or even a hair above an inch of rain that we had here late last week and early on into the weekend. In the short term, still got some stubborn straddle cumulus clouds to the east and southeast of Champaign County. If you're out towards Danville and down towards Charleston, Mattoon, and Paris, and conceivable, might even be even a snowflake coming out of that right now. 33 at Willard and Savoy, 32 over at Rantoul, but we got a northwest wind already into play, and wind chills are down into the 20s. So kind of a mostly sunny day today. The last of the clearing line is making its way the next hour or two out of East Central Illinois. Afternoon temperatures for the day today going to be on the colder side of average, probably just about 41 to 43 on the spread. Northwest wind 10 to 20. Clear tonight, 22 to 25. Tomorrow it's Halloween. Seasonally cold, windy, partly sunny, and then we'll cloud things over. A couple snow showers and flurries in the morning and again in the afternoon. 39 the high. That's it. And falling on a northwest wind 20 to 30 and gusty. Clearing off, lows upper teens and lower 20s tomorrow night. 43 with sunshine Wednesday, but we moderate 50 Thursday, 57 Friday, lower 60s in the weekend. A couple of rain showers late Saturday night and early next week as well. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm Beetlejuice, Greg Solier.
He's the financial strategist who played in the NFL briefly in the 90s, found himself making bad financial decisions, so bad that he was homeless for 3 days in his car. After getting a taste of what that was like, he committed himself to master the same financial system that failed him. Mario Henry, I was the guy that said, "We want you on, and I just want to turn on the microphone and back off and just let Mario go."
Let Mario
go. Oh, my God. That's great, man. Good morning. Good morning.
I got Diane Ducey here. I got my brother Johnny, who's a regular on the program. This is Mario Henry. First
hey,
thing,
Mario.
We were going to talk.
How's everybody doing?
We're good. I'm just going to ask you about impulse buying, because now that you're financial guy, it's so easy, Mario. Grab my phone. I spend money I don't really ever see. It's just there. It's on the credit card, meaning it's free. Well, how do we get into that, and how do we break out of it?
Well, it's been here forever, if you think about it, but it was on the food side. You know, if you're home, you're bored, you have access to it, it's easy, then you start just binge eating. And then now we're a nation of overweight people. But now we're a nation of debt, so now it's the same type of thing. As we get easier access to money and easier access to things that we want.
How do we spend what we have and not what we hope to get?
Well, it goes back to the American way. Credit, debt, everything. But it depends upon what type of person you are. I always instruct my clients, I say, look, if you know you're an impulse person, then create an account that's just there for your impulse buying. You put $20 a paycheck in there, as it accumulates, use that. Don't even bring your other card out. Almost have a casino type of mentality. This is what I have to spend and nothing else. Because when you go apply for that scarf that you're going to see during the shopping time and it's 20, 30% off, remember, after they add that all that compound interest, you make the minimum payments, you're paying 500% more for that scarf.
Wow. All right, we're gonna get information on how you can connect with Mario Henry, because he makes a lot of sense. But I want to go back to when you played a little bit in the NFL. You're making a little bit of money. You thought maybe that's going to last forever. You're going to get a big contract. Then it didn't happen. You found yourself homeless in your car for 3 days. How did you pick yourself up to change, and how did you do that? A lot of people don't do that. Most people wouldn't do that, Mario.
Well, you know, and when you play ball, you watch film after every single practice the next day, and you look and see what you've done, what you did good, what you did bad. Sometimes you get yelled at. Sometimes you get laughed at. But it's a true analysis. You can't lie. You're looking. I learned to adopt that in my regular life, too. I get up at night before I go to bed, and I roll the tape. I think about what I did good, what I did bad, what I got to improve on. So when you can self-reflect and be honest with yourself, take the ego out, then you can actually now coach yourself, as long as you'll listen to yourself. So then now what happened was, when I ended up having it, I made a lot of poor choices, meaning that I'm thinking to myself, I was the fastest on my team with the Patriots.
Tell my brother what your 40 was.
Bill Parcells himself timed me at 4.26.
Oh, gee, Minnie.
I was a track guy in college, though. Mm-hmm. So I
4.26. Bill Parcells had it on his stopwatch.
That's moving.
Unbelievable.
That's moving.
Mm-hmm.
And I've run 4.3 flat consistently, but at the combine when it all mattered,
he had the wrong size shoe. So his agent brought him the wrong size shoe.
He brought me a shoe. I was flopping around like a clown out there, and ran a 4.5 at the combine, and my draft stock went in the toilet. So, you know,
on.
You learned about making sure that you can be accountable to yourself. My sons have heard that story 1,000 times. So we just have to make sure. So then when I'm in that car and I'm looking, I said, this financial system failed me. I vowed to understand finance, understand everything, not just stock, because that's what to use the word financial advisor in this country, you got to be certified to just sell stocks. That's a lot more to be able to have a financial strategy than just selling mutual funds and CDs and things like that. So I learned and really, really started to learn from credit to compound interest to franchising to anything possible that you could learn. I just broke it down into simple plays. And then I started to execute. And then since my mind worked through sports, I geared everything that I learned through sports, and I put that into metaphors to teach finance. That's how I taught my kids. That's how I teach, you know, my clients. Because even if they don't understand sports, they, you know, just looking at regular finance is terrifying sometimes, because it can be intimidating, because we didn't learn the building blocks when we were in school.
You're kind of like Will Smith, The Pursuit of Happiness, Mario. I mean, this is a guy that was way down and fought himself. It was unbelievable. You've kind of kind of done the same thing, and you're very successful now. Give people hope. If they're listening now with a pile of credit card debt charging them 30% interest, give them some hope. Would you, Mario?
Well, it first starts is you're in a bad situation. It's like you're getting your tail kicked in the middle of the game. You got to somehow be able to line up each play, and you still get in the huddle. You still have a strategy. You still have a play. That doesn't work. You're going back. So the first thing that you have to have is you got to have some internal fortitude to understand life is hard as hell. So it's going to be hard as hell for everybody, no matter what their social media is, no matter what how they walk around, whistling and everything. Everybody's struggling with something. So once you start to realize that you're not alone, that you don't start to feel like you're a victim, victimhood will kill you. So then once you start to understand that, hey, I got to be able to do this and recognize that I got myself into this. My ignorance got myself into this. True stories. Then you now once you get that particular part going, you got YouTube now. You got all these different internet sources. But the time that we'll spend in watching, even though I love it, a football game for 3 hours, we're not putting an ounce of time into our self-improvement. The NFL draft has a draft every year to be able to have better people on their team to give us a chance to win. But we keep our same circle, even if it's a whole bunch of people around us that can't pick us up. So we have to be able to do an analyze. We've got to have cuts. We have to be able to make honest assessments. We got to look at plays that worked, plays didn't work. So then I taught the financial strategies. What we did, it is a playbook for the number 4life.com, playbookforlife.com. So what happens is you learn about the credit system, not like you really learn about the credit system. You know what each credit bureau does, why it works the way it does, why they have this authority. You learn about how inflation is going to be one of the hardest things that you're going to have to overcome to be able to actually be able to stop working, because it's going to be literally mathematically impossible for people to retire, because we're trying to save in today's dollars for tomorrow's prices, and then we got a 2-3%, which that's what's being told to us, but I think it's like 7-8% depreciation of our money. So we're in a really bad time right now, and it's scary because nobody's talking about it.
Are we going to get that correction people talk about in that stock market that's at, 32,000 right now? We're kind of watching that. Can that go down quite a bit?
Oh, yeah, because just seeing how the Dow is doing, it's not necessarily going to be – that doesn't mean that you're winning. You know, it depends upon how your stocks are, your allocation. But remember, the rule of 4% means – and I'll leave you guys with this. This is scary. The rule of 4% means that you can only live off of 4% of your savings, or else when you retire, because if you try to go 6-8%, then you could outlive your money if you live too long. So then now you got to realize that every year our money's depreciating. So if I have $1 million that I'm saving and I'm 40 and when I retire at 70, I got $1 million, that means I can only live off of $40,000 a year.
Man.
And then that's tomorrow's $40,000, which is about $18,000.
Mario Henry, you can playbook the number 4life.com. I just pulled it up.
Yes,
you look like GQ's calling you too, man. It looks like GQ's calling you. That's what's happening. GQ's calling.
Hey, man, we got to have fun, man. We got to have fun with life.
I'm telling you, that pinstripe suit's looking good on you, Mario. Anyway, we love having you and appreciate your message.
No doubt, but you guys take care, man. I appreciate you guys.
Keep it up, Mario.
Let's go. We'll get you back. Mario Henry on ESPN 93.5 on the Tapman's Towing phone line.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather. Free Central Illinois, Champaign and Banning vicinity in the wake of late week rainfall across the area. Upwards of an inch noted in some spots and southern sections of the Corn Belt as well. It's more or less a mid to late November look and feel around these parts with sunshine and 43 degree readings for this afternoon. Brisk northwest wind, mostly clear, colder tonight down around 25. A little smoky around the edges for the day tomorrow. A couple of snow showers and flurries for the morning and afternoon. Only 39 on Halloween. with a northwest wind 20 to 30 and gusty. Hold on to that trick-or-treat bag. Good and tight. Clearing off and colder still tomorrow night. Low down to 21. Sunshine and 43 on Wednesday. We'll moderate temperatures up near 50 on Thursday. Sunshine and 57 on Friday. There may be a couple of rain showers around late Saturday and Saturday night. Nothing on Sunday. Weekend highs in the lower 60s. Back into increasing rainfall chances for early next week with, again, high temperatures into the lower 60s. We'll keep you posted right here for Stevie J Broadcasting. I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The Canadian strike against automaker Stellantis is over after just a few hours. The union Unifor reached a tentative deal this morning. The walkout started at midnight. The plants in Canada produce the Chrysler 300 sedan, Pacifica minivan, and Dodge Challenger and Charger muscle cars. The United Auto Workers Union reached a tentative agreement with automaker Stellantis over the weekend, and Ford reached its tentative deal last week, so GM is the only automaker without a UAW deal. McDonald's says its customers were ordering online more and were placing bigger orders in the summer quarter. That pushed sales up and earnings top forecasts. McDonald's says it remains confident in its future and the strategic direction of its business. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
I'm Charles Payne. Listen to my Unstoppable Prosperity podcast so I can get you making money right now. 35 years on Wall Street taught me how to successfully invest in the stock market. In my four-part series, I'm going to teach you too. Some of Fox Business's finest join me to help tell my story, impart crucial lessons from my Unstoppable Prosperity book, and to give you the tools to achieve your own financial dreams.
Listen anytime, everywhere at foxbusinesspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Bet like the pros with the world's largest sports book right at your fingertips. Circus Sports is now available in Illinois. Hi, I'm Derek Stevens. I've been a lifelong sports bettor, and I'm the owner of Circus Sports. We're excited that the Circus Sports app is now ready for action. Experience big app bets with high betting limits, tight money line splits, and more. Now you can download, fund, and bet like a pro from anywhere in Illinois. Download your new bookie today at circusports.com. If you or someone you know may have a problem with gambling, call 1-800-GAMBLER or text ILGAMB to 833-234.
Does your home have those annoying outdoor spigots that leak and have no pressure? Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing can help. Install a new Woodford outdoor spigot so your gardens and flowers don't suffer in this summer heat. Make sure your home's outdoors look great and call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing at 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
As Tapman's Towing celebrates 50 years of serving Central Illinois, we're always seeking good people to serve our great customers. Our team of expert tow professionals would like to interview others with CDLs, previous tow experience, or a strong interest in serving others. If you enjoy serving people, love working in the outdoors, and looking for a career, not just a job, we should talk soon. Do you have a strong desire but lack the experience? We should still talk. Visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
Frask International in Urbana is a legacy founded in 1958 by aviation pioneer Rudy Frasca with a mission of improving safety in the skies. Would you like to make a difference in your job? Frasca is looking for an accountant, a CNC machinist, manufacturing and electrical engineer, and customer service support. Positions for software, aeronautical, mechanical engineer, and machine shop finisher are also available. Positions include an extraordinary benefits package. As an equal opportunity employer, you can learn more at Frasca.com/careers.
Illini fans, take the opportunity to head down to Game Day Spirits Green Street location. Shop their awesome selection of Fighting Illini merchandise. While you're there, shop some of their awesome buy one, get one free t-shirt designs, as well as their Nike section and so much more. With new styles coming in daily, there's sure to be something for every Illini fan. Shop them at the corner of 6th and Green in Campus Town. Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop.
When Ross went out, I always told him, be careful. And that was the last time I got to see him.
Because someone didn't slow down and move over. Ross had on a bright orange shirt with reflective stripes the night he was killed.
He always had that smile. He just lit up the room when he came in.
Slow down and move over when you see flashing lights. Everybody is somebody somebody.
When you see lights flashing, use caution passing. Let's all go home safe tonight.
Okay, so I was listening to ESPN after the Jets came back, beat the Giants. It was 13-10 in overtime. And Herm Edwards, used to be a head football coach, was saying, and so was the ESPN guy, that they, it was overtime and the Giants won the flip. And they both said there's no way they should have taken the ball in overtime. They just said the way the game was, it was defensive. And lo and behold, Giants got the ball, three and out, punted. They went down, kicked a field goal.
Well, the idea, they're thinking, okay, well, they're going to stop the Jets. Then they'll get the shot at the winning field goal, which is easier than scoring a touchdown.
Overtime, before they made the rule where you, if you don't score a touchdown, the other team gets the ball, before they made that rule, I think 86% chance if you win the flip, you're going to win the game. So,
well, and that's why it wasn't fair the other team didn't get a chance.
I don't think it's fair that you don't get a touch. I just don't think that's right.
So, and if they score a touchdown – if you get the ball in overtime and score a touchdown, the other team doesn't get a touch.
I don't like that. I mean, that happened to Kansas City and Buffalo, and Josh Allen never got a chance with Buffalo because Patrick Mahomes made a touchdown. Anyway, I never heard anybody argue for don't take the ball with your flip in overtime. I thought that was unusual.
Well, if they're shutting them down after the kickoff and they get good field position, they need two first downs to win the game with field goal, which is probably what the Jets did.
That's exactly what the Jets did because they both weren't doing anything offensively. It was just a defensive game.
And it's also a good observation to make after the game so you can look back and see what happened.
That's right. All right, a break. We'll come back after the news. I want you to hear Bill Self and Brad Underwood from last night. Illinois wins a game that's an exhibition, but it feels a lot better than losing the game that was an exhibition.
Sure, with Kansas being preseason number
that
one.
That was a good game for both teams. Self got to play a good team.
Yep.
And that's teaching, and we could use that kind of a boost because they were number one. It is Kansas.
Yeah.
And we played a good basketball game.
Yep. So, I mean, again, you're looking forward. You're saying, well, the Big 18, which will be 18 next year, Big 14 right now, Big 10. it is hard, man. It's hard to win on the road. And, you know, with Purdue and Zach Edey, who's going to be one of the best college basketball players ever, but maybe never play in the NBA. Can Zach Edey play in the NBA? He's 7'4", but he just is a little slow of foot, isn't he? Can't run up and down shoot threes.
Yeah, well, it's hard to say.
Yeah.
But because
who's the guy from Denver? He's real big, but he shoots the three.
But Jokic?
He shoots the three, right?
He's a Superman.
Oh, gosh.
He does everything.
But he's 7 feet tall.
And he's you can't stop him. He's simply.
How can a guy that tall be that good outside?
Watch him. I can't ask. I can't answer that question.
It's amazing.
But he makes the threes.
Yeah.
And Tedekumbo shoots the three.
Yeah.
Like 20%.
20%.
And Hunter Dickinson still.
Yeah, Hunter Dickinson.
In Champaign.
He was in the press conference room afterwards. Didn't look super happy.
Right.
But he's the guy that after we yipped about not being Big Ten champions, Hunter Dickinson said, Illinois fans are annoying.
Mm-hmm.
And so that didn't play well.
Well, I got to say.
Because he came from Michigan to Kansas.
As far as the Illini, I'm disappointed that the ACC Big Ten Challenge is not happening because we got to play some good teams before the Big Ten.
Yeah.
I don't know how many good teams we've got on schedule between now and January.
Well, for sure, Marquette, Missouri. I mean, Missouri, you say, Missouri's kicked our butt for how many years in a row? So
we've got a trouble over there.
Yeah, we got to figure that out. But Marquette will be, I think, the best that'll come into State Farm. We had to play them up there. And lost. So, All right, come back with more. I'll play some Bill Self and Brad Underwood if you've missed it. Don't forget today, Jay Layman after three, talking Illinois and Minnesota.
Yes.
We travel this weekend. And Luke Altmaier, the quarterback, today after four at 4:05. Tomorrow at 3:30, Luke Goody on the drive.
Like every bank, there's a time every day when we stop making loans. But at Iroquois Federal, we never stop making a difference. Thanks to an amazing team of employees who give back to their local communities all over Central Illinois. From hospital boards and local school programs to Kiwanis and the United Way, Iroquois Federal employees donated more than 1,000 volunteer hours last year. And we'll do it again next year because the only thing we like more than making a loan is making a difference. Iroquois Federal, still friendly, still local, still here. Member FDIC. I see Equal Housing Lender.
Every year on November 11th, the United States of America proudly celebrates Veterans Day. And at Muhammad Christian Church, we are very grateful for the men and the women who protect and preserve our freedom. And we recognize all veterans and salute our armed forces every day of the year. And this year, allow us to make those days special as we present the Muhammad Christian Church 18th Annual Living Flag. and you are cordially invited to join us as we are celebrating life, liberty, and the freedom of worship with our award-winning Living Flag Celebration. This year, we are presenting our Living Flag on Friday, November 3rd at 7 p.m., Saturday, November 4th at 2 o'clock and 7 o'clock, and our finale, Sunday, November 5th at 5 p.m. And in our lobby after each performance, as you greet and thank our veterans and our active military, we will be serving dessert and refreshments. Muhammad Christian Church, 908 North Lake of the Woods Road, across from the Lake of the Woods Golf Course. And for more information, please visit MuhammadChristian.org.
Here's what somebody recently said at Pards in Urbana. I was there just a few minutes, and somebody came up and asked if I needed help. And they were incredible, helped me find the size of boot I needed. And then I bought a second pair, too. Everything was friendly. Everything was excellent. Visit Pards in Urbana, 206 North Maple, between Main and University in Urbana. It's Pards Western Shop since 1968. Or go online and visit Pards.com. Pards.com.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Israel's war with Hamas in phase two, knocking out communications in Gaza. The Saudi defense minister at the White House today to discuss the war. The Hamas attack on Israel believed to have been spurred by Israel's warming relations with Saudi Arabia. In the U.S., college campuses have erupted with pro-Palestinian protests, morphing into anti-Semitic threats. Former Trump advisor and son-in-law Jared Kushner, who is Jewish, just returned from a conference in Saudi Arabia.
As an American Jew, you're safer in Saudi Arabia right now than you are on a college campus like Columbia University.
After the jacuzzi death of the beloved Friends actor Matthew Perry, it may be weeks before autopsy results are known. But signed copies of his memoir, Friends, Lovers, and the Big Terrible Thing, talking about his addiction, going for $600 to $1,000 on eBay. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. University of Illinois police asking for help in their investigation of the shooting. Left one U of I student hurt Sunday morning in the area of South 3rd Street and East Healy Street. They say two men got into a fight at a large house party, which led to that shooting. Now, again, the investigation is under control. Anyone with information should contact police. An investigation underway after an employee stabbed during an attempted robbery at a convenience store near the campus of the University of Illinois Champaign. Police say it happened at the Circle K on East Green Street. Early on Saturday, he was stabbed during a struggle with a man who tried to take alcohol from the store without paying. Investigation into a woman's death in Atwoods resulted in charges being filed against two. Atwoods police chief said arrest warrants were issued for obstruction of justice and the death of 21-year-old Maya Evans. She was found dead August 19th at a home on North Iowa Street, her death considered suspicious. Police and fire investigating. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity. Going to be a good looking but cold day's worth of weather. A little more typical of mid to late November in these waning days of October. Sunshine in 43 today with a brisk northwest wind. Tonight cold down at around 25 for the low. Tomorrow a little spooky around the edges. Unseasonably cold, becoming windy, partly sunny, and yeah, a couple of snow showers and sprinkles in the air for the morning and again for the afternoon. Trick-or-treat time as well. Northwest wind 20 to 30 and gusty. High temperatures just 39 tomorrow. Clearing off tomorrow night in cold, low down to 21, sunshine in 43 on Wednesday, but then nice moderation in temperatures expected back to more seasonal levels. Partly cloudy, chilly up to around 50 on Thursday. A Friday high of 57. Weekend forecast, maybe a shower late Saturday into Saturday night. Dry weather on Sunday. Weekend highs of 62 on Saturday, 61 on Sunday, and perhaps a couple of more spells of shower activity early next week with high temperatures again in the lower 60s. For CVJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solge.
Whether your regular beauty counter has disappeared or you want a beauty refresh, then it's time to visit Merle Norman. Beautiful changes happen every day at Merle Norman. Whether you have a special event coming up or you're just in the mood for something new, you can depend on Merle Norman Cosmetics to satisfy all your beauty needs. From advanced skincare solutions to the latest looks and color, we're locally owned and ready to help you with expert guidance and award-winning products. No wonder we've been the go-to brand for millions of women since 1931. Visit us today at 706 West Market View Drive over by Subway. At Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery, we're flooring people with amazing service, great design advice, and unbeatable selection, and the best prices in town. It's the perfect time to update your home with waterproof flooring, carpet, hardwood, tile, and more. Then complete your rooms by shopping our incredible selection of furniture and accessories. We also offer great financing options.
Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. We're flooring people.
Mom, she won't stop touching me. Broccoli stinks.
Guys, no phones at the table.
Family dinner time? Not easy. But you know what is easy? OSF On-Call Urgent Care. When you need convenient, affordable care for minor illnesses and injuries, you need OSF On-Call Urgent Care. Be seen in person or connect 24/7 online when and where you need it. Learn more at osfoncall.org/urgentcare.
Frasca International in Urbana is a legacy founded in 1958 by aviation pioneer Rudy Frasca with a mission of improving safety in the skies. Over 60 years later, Frasca is committed to providing the best simulation equipment available with superior quality and a personal approach to service and support. Would you like to make a difference in your job? Frasca is looking for an accountant, a CNC machinist, manufacturing and electrical engineer, electronics design associate, and customer service support. Positions for software, aeronautical, mechanical engineer, and machine shop finisher are also available. Positions include an extraordinary benefits package. The perfect fit will enjoy full-time benefits with paid time off, holidays, a 401k, and a Monday through Friday schedule. For details, call 217-344-9200. As an equal opportunity employer, you can learn more about the application process at frasca.com/careers.
Yep, I'd like my team because it's old, and that's what Illinois did last night. Is they, at the end of the game, they got the guy from Utah Valley State, from Utah. I mean, he averaged 20 points a game last year. I think he's 23 years old, and he made some great plays. Guy that cut down the middle and Coleman bounced it to him.
Oh yeah, that was a great play. You know, you got to give Brad Underwood credit because 5 or 6 or 7 guys stayed on the team. That's just these day and age,
yeah.
It's just if they just don't stay on the same team. I like it.
Nope, it definitely is nice to have Terrence Shannon and Coleman Hawkins. Here is Bill Self at the press conference with the reporters after the ball game.
You learn about these teams, obviously both very good teams. You see these teams as being like, how much do they have to grow?
Well, we got a long ways to go. We're not close. We haven't figured out who we're going to play yet. We got a little depth. We got a kid hurt, but we got a little depth, and we knew that going in. So we've got some issues where our margin for error isn't as high as what it's been maybe at some years past. And the guys that play need to play well. And like the way Kevin McCullough played today and Terrence played today. You hope you bottle that, but there's no guarantee Terrence is going to shoot it like that or Kevin's going to score the ball like that every game. You got to have other people step up. You know, Hunter got numbers, but he didn't play. And like he's capable of playing. I thought Hawkins had a terrific game. It was the difference because he was the guy that we couldn't match up with. But off ball screens and things like that. But Brad's going to have a really good team. Brad's team's going to get better. I like the pieces, and they have enough depth, and they got fouls that they can give inside. There's a lot of positive things about Brad's team, and their men for the most part. I think there will be positive things about my team. I don't think that I see them quite from a competitive standpoint yet. You give up, let's just call it like it is. If Brad comes to Allen Fieldhouse and gives up 82, Illinois is probably not winning. We come up here or go anywhere and give up 82 on the road, you're not going to win. So our mindset isn't what it needs to be a good team yet.
That was Bill Self after the ball game where Illinois beat in an exhibition game. Does not count.
82-75 was the final, and it was a fundraiser, essentially, on this exhibition game for Maui Strong. Over $1 million. I know Coach Brad Underwood said the real winner is Maui, and is it Lahaina?
Lahaina.
Mm-hmm.
Lahaina is where they were playing in a small gym. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, and they Brad and both Bill thought that this charity thing, scrimmage stuff, is great, and the NCAA had to approve it, and they
that was
to do
a good
again.
Deal.
Yeah.
But I will say, I'll have to clarify, it does not count as we go through the season on your season record, it counted. That was a big game for Illinois. It was a good start. Yeah. It was a good scrimmage.
The psyche, mental understanding
and
who they are.
Against a really good team.
Believing.
And the one number one ranking, as you see, Illinois 82, Kansas 75. It's good. It's good stuff. And you can't get too heady about it either. So it was really a good deal.
And because you generally don't get that chance to see where you are that early.
With no real consequence, but we get all the good and none, and then they raised $1 million for
it's super good. Okay, so here's Brad after the game.
I was very, very pleased with our offensive flow the first half. I thought we had difficulty at times in the second half. But both these guys got going from three. We took advantage of some ball screen coverages that they had. I was hoping tonight that, Coleman might get 23s up. Then Terrence, they went under in their ball screens, gave him great, great looks. Really excited about the start of the second half from this standpoint. They made their run. They made a run, and Hunter got going. McCullough got going. We gave them a few gifts that way, and then we withstood that, and we got back to playing really good basketball. We had three turnovers late, 7 minute mark or so. Those are turnovers we can't have, but we got a stop or two. And then we ran really good offense. Quincy, I think, we had a segment where he was 4-4 from the free throw line. And then we had a big time, he made a big time three on a big time drift play that helped break it open. But end of the game, we had a lot of age out there, a lot of experience. And I will say that early in the season, you rely on that. It's going to be an opportunity for everybody to continue to grow in those areas, but we were trying to learn in those situations, and experience was something that I was. I think Coleman was the youngest on the court, and he's been with us 4 years. So, Kansas is a heck of a team. They're gonna have a great year, and we just got to keep being everyday guys and do our job.
Brad Underwood after the win, 82-75, and Illinois now plays Eastern Illinois a week from tonight.
A dozen guys getting playing time, 8 different scorers registering points, and Terrence Shannon Jr. was the team high 28 points. Wow.
I remember vividly Gene Cady. He used to be a Purdue coach back in the day. His teams were always redshirted or come from prep school. Or picked up, I mean, they were all 22, 25 years old. I mean, I walked down the tunnel with them once, and I looked at my guys who were 19, and I looked at their guys, 24 years old. They're just men,
it's
a lot different.
It's good to have a little bit maturity.
Yeah, and just age. And usually coaches like the older guys because they've just been through a few things.
Quincy Guerrier, Marcus Domask, and Justin Harmon, all grad students.
Wow. Yeah, how about that? I think senior night's 9 guys. For a 2 o'clock game, you have to start at noon. I mean, it's going to be a long time.
Terrence Shannon Jr., a fifth-year senior.
Is the Eastern, that's the next game, Eastern only?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Does that count?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the opening of the season.
Opening season, Busey is proud to give back to its communities by doing the right thing for customers, building trusted relationships that span generations. In 21 and 22, Busey Associates gave 20,000 hours. That's a lot of volunteering. Nearly 200 associates actively commit to board service in their towns. And Busey's contributed over $250,000 in scholarships throughout the footprint of the Busey people. Busey Associates have raised more than $450,000 through Pay It Forward. For more information about Busey's volunteer initiatives and charitable campaigns, you can check out Busey's 2022 Impact Report that's now out. If you go to Busey.com/impact, you'll learn about their corporate sustainability practices, their associate training, recognition, and development, community development and reinvesting activities, their charitable initiatives and volunteerism efforts, governance practices and policies. Again, Busey.com/impact, Busey member FDIC, and isn't Van Dukeman retiring?
I think he stepped up
into
the position.
Up.
Yes.
Of what? He was already CEO. What did he step up to?
And see, I have a feeling it was that he had stepped down and, He was into the dogs and all that, didn't he? Have a show dog?
He had a Westminster Winner with Rumor. Rumor was the German Shepherd.
That's right.
But I heard news about Van Dukeman. I didn't know what it was. I don't know what he steps up when he's already leading the corporation. Anyway, Van Dukeman's a good man from Holland.
Sure is.
Yeah, Van and Pam. All right, we'll be right back. It is 844 ESPN 93.5. By now, you've all heard the expression. When you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 for PDR Automotive. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. But who are they? They, the PDR staff, understand that a name is only as good as the people that represent it. The PDR staff has more than 335 years of combined automotive experience. Several employees now on staff for more than 25 years. PDR, more than just a name. Family owned and operated, now celebrating over 50 years in business.
Escape to the country at Curtis Orchard in Southwest Champaign. As the kids enjoy the playground and the petting zoo and the country store at Curtis Orchard, featuring delicious apple cider, apple crisp donuts and pies, your favorite comfort foods made from scratch at the Flying Monkey Cafe. Come visit Curtis Orchard. Open now Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6, and on Sundays, 11 to 6. 3902 South Duncan Road in Champaign at CurtisOrchard.com.
All right, Van and Patty Dukeman, I was just talking about. So Van Dukeman, I think, tried to retire. Then he was called back when Robin Elliott resigned.
That's right.
I'm trying to figure out the└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└················└└└└└└└└└└└└============················└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└###└============└└└└└============└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└============└============└└============└============└============└============└============└
it's an anchor bank for the area.
Yeah, and they're in now the St. Louis region. They're all over the place.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, so Van is still the man.
He has assumed the role of president and CEO after Robin Elliott's resignation.
Okay, all right. Okay, ESPN 93.5, I guess we didn't quite do all the sports headlines, so you can throw a few football games in there if you want.
You betcha. Well, and we had the playoff games. We talked earlier about Unity playing DeCoin at 2 o'clock.
Saturday afternoon.
After DeCoin beat the Monticello Sages. So we also have our basketball team, obviously, 82-75 over Kansas. And the big winner is the $1 million raised in that Maui Strong Relief. 11 three-pointers, out-rebounding the Jayhawks, 39-32. Terrence Shannon Jr., 28 points. And a dozen Illini in playing time. We'll have our women in action against Truman State at 6 o'clock tonight. And we've been ranked in the preseason poll at number 23. 12 and under encouraged to come on out in costume for that event. And getting in free and getting some treats when you do that. Illinois men's golf at Cypress Point Club, Pebble Beach, California, in a Ryder Cup style tournament with eight teams participating, hosted by Stanford University. Illinois volleyball beat number 16 Purdue. Next up will be Wednesday at Northwestern in Huff Hall at 7 o'clock. We had a AP football poll with Georgia and Michigan and Ohio State as the top three. Our Illini will be facing Minnesota at Minnesota with a 2:30 kickoff on Saturday, November 4th. Colts were beat by New Orleans, 38-27. Minnesota over Green Bay. Kirk Cousins exiting with a torn Achilles. Mm. That final with the Vikings on top, 24-10. And the Chargers beat the Bears in the evening game, 30-13. LA, Las Vegas Raiders and Detroit Tigers at 7:15 tonight.
At what Monday point do you football. Hope your team loses? At what point do you say, man, you're
because
not going
you want
to
the draft
yeah,
pick.
You want to be the top pick or the... Yeah.
I don't think there's ever a point you really hope they lose. But, you know, there's a silver lining there. And I think they all want to win the game. There is a, you know, there is an inherent desire to beat the guy who you're playing against.
Yeah,
it isn't
sure.
You can talk about the ratings and the great ones like Ditka and Nitschke and Butkus. They just didn't think you should have been on the same field with them.
Yeah.
And they're going to show you why.
Yeah.
That's and right. That's just the game. You play the game for the game. Mm-hmm. And then you look at back for your accomplishments. You have your awards. Sometimes you lose sight of that saying, well, this game doesn't mean anything. Yeah, it actually means something because you might be able to beat those guys.
Well, Lovie Smith went for two to get Houston a win last year and lost his job because had they not gone for two, he'd have got the first pick in the draft. They went to win. And they won, and they lost the first pick in the draft.
That's what you'd expect from Lovie. He's paid to win. And that's, you know, yeah, you're stupid. No, you're not. Well, that's not right. Well, yes, it is. Yeah. And so it's he should have gone for two. He should have tried to win the game.
And they did.
The chips fall where they may. But I don't know. Is there really, you hype it as if the number one pick, you're going to the Super Bowl, number two's worthless.
Right.
I don't
you're right.
think it's Michael, that much difference. And sometimes, I know one thing, we never got the overall number one, but New Orleans has had a lot of number one picks. We're something like 3 successes out of 44,
Well, Tom Brady was in the 6th round.
Yeah.
And Michael Jordan was not the first pick in the draft. So.
And I think you don't sacrifice your principle over the possibility that maybe you get the right pick. And then you pick the wrong pick, and you should have won the game because they call you an idiot for the next 5 years.
Yeah. It is 10 till. Let me get you one more Greg Weather next. Always a pleasure to talk about Donnie up at Long Branch Steakhouse here in beautiful downtown Gifford. Well, you know what, friends? It's never too early to make your Christmas party reservations at the Long Branch Steakhouse in Gifford. They are taking party reservations for December. 2 nights already gone. Don't be left out this year. If you want a fabulous night at the Long Branch for your office party, get it done now. Connect with the Long Branch Steakhouse and book your Christmas party. Long Branch Steakhouse, beautiful downtown Gifford.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
Find the career you want and the work-life balance you need. Immediate openings are now available with RPC's Early Childhood Education Program in Champaign County. New competitive wages, Monday through Friday schedule, weekends, and 17 paid holidays, health insurance, pension, sick and vacation time, free training, and tuition. It's the perfect opportunity to ignite your career in the early childhood education field. Visit the Regional Planning Commission's Early Childhood Education Program now. ccrpc.org/jobs.
Short-term market fluctuations can be unnerving for everyone. A proven way to tune out the noise and focus on long-term investment goals is to adhere to a well-constructed investment plan. This is Eric Bolin with Provident Financial Group. If you don't have a plan in place, we can help create one designed specifically for you. Call us today for a complimentary consultation. Contact us at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, and vicinity. In the wake of late week rainfall across the area, upwards of an inch noted in some spots and southern sections of the Corn Belt as well. It's more or less a mid to late November look and feel around these parts with sunshine and 43 degree readings for this afternoon. Brisk northwest wind, mostly clear, colder tonight, down around 25. A little smoky around the edges for the day tomorrow. A couple of snow showers and flurries for the morning and afternoon. Only 39 on Halloween with a northwest wind 20 to 30 and gusty. Hold on to that trick-or-treat bag good and tight. Clearing off and colder still tomorrow night. Low down to 21. Sunshine and 43 on Wednesday. Will moderate temperatures up near 50 on Thursday. Sunshine and 57 on Friday. There may be a couple of rain showers around late Saturday and Saturday night. Nothing on Sunday. Weekend highs in the lower 60s. Back into increasing rainfall chances for early next week with, again, high temperatures into the lower 60s. We'll keep you posted right here. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Escape to the country at Curtis Orchard in Southwest Champaign as the kids enjoy the playground and the petting zoo and the country store at Curtis Orchard featuring delicious apple cider, apple crisp donuts and pies, your favorite comfort foods made from scratch at the Flying Monkey Cafe. Come visit Curtis Orchard. Open now Monday through Saturday 9 to 6 and on Sundays 11 to 6. 3902 South Duncan Road in Champaign. At CurtisOrchard.com.
Jay Layman here, former U of I All-American linebacker. Do you like steak? Do you like red meat? Well, if you do, you got to check out Long Branch Steakhouse. They had phenomenal steaks, sides, salads. I love the onion rings and the fried mushrooms as well as the fried pickles. You've got to check out Long Branch Steakhouse in beautiful downtown Gifford. That's right. Make the trip to Gifford for some of the best steaks you'll have. Kids love it too. I brought my whole family. I'll see you at Long Branch Steakhouse in downtown Gifford.
We were talking about Shad Khan just a moment ago. Johnny knows Shad pretty well, and he has not written a book. You should write a book called Heavy Lift and just talk
well,
about...
Well, it actually should be a book about all kinds of entrepreneurs or mm-hmm. inventors or really the American dream, whether it's a cafe that does different or better things and you get to do it yourself. Mm-hmm. And if you do well, you're not really working for someone, or if you have your key people, they get an opportunity to help run a company, and it's just the American dream. And when you come with something new, as Shad did, and I did, of course, it's different levels. Let's just be clear about that.
But
it's the same concept, which is you can take your idea and then it's yours. We have the best thing in the United States, and Eddie Martin said this, who we talked to on Wednesday, that our patent system allows you to get credit in the way of, okay, you can market this. No one else can steal your idea. Mm-hmm. And see how you do. And it lasts 20 years. You can't renew a patent. Mm. It's 20 years. If you can't do it in that time, you figure, well, let someone else do this because it's worth something and you aren't doing great.
Yeah.
But we complain about China particularly stealing our ideas. Yeah. Right. And then you don't get the credit for coming up with it because they put money in and beat you to the market. So our patent system protects us from that. And
But nobody, seriously, you're humble, but nobody's done as many heavy lifting projects as you have.
I don't know.
I mean, you were at over 50,000, 70,000. I mean,
but we didn't do the whole project. We did the critical lift system.
You actually lifted off the ground.
The rigging that allowed the package to be lifted in the orientation.
How many did the VB10,000 lift, though?
Oh, a lot.
Yeah. But
most of our lifts were involved in the rigging, and we had 200,000 lifts, probably more. But There's other...
But the system of boxing it, getting it back, I mean, that's not easy.
Well,
and testing all your stuff.
It's like any business. You work out the details.
Didn't you have 1,000 employees at one point?
1,000.
That's a big company. That's a lot of people.
That is a lot.
That's probably when it started to be unfun.
By the way, Shad's between 20 and 25,000.
1,000, yeah.
And that's 1,000 was enough. I was ready to go. Consultants ask... if they wanted me to help, if I wanted their help to get from 1,000 to 2,500. And at that point, I'm like, I'm kind of aiming for getting from 1,000 back down to zero. Because
that's
there's a lot on that. And I've been in it 37 years.
Ooh, man, that's a lot.
I know, Steve, I will say this. I'm going to miss that job. It's been 5 years. Really bad someday, but not today.
Should we leave it in the
car? No, that's awesome. All right. Well, listen, we appreciate you dropping in, Johnny. As always, you got another couple days here, and then you're out of here.
Mm-hmm. And we've got Jay Layman today after
3:00.
And Luke Altmaier after 4:00 to set up that Minnesota game. It's good stuff here on ESPN 93.5.
All right, Johnny.
All right, thanks,
Diane. Catch you tomorrow probably.
Yes, sir.
All right, brother Johnny. Thank you, Diane.
Mm-hmm. Have a good one.
That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Thank you for listening. The drive this afternoon with Jay Layman, Luke Altmaier. From 3 to 5. Thanks for listening. I'm Stevie J. Have a great Monday.
During challenging times, family and health come first. This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. Many of us have spent the past year feeling a little bit out of control. There are steps you can take to help plan for a better financial future. Now is the time to take action and create a financial plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at pdrauto.com. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Head to Merle Norman for your free gift with purchase. Shop now to receive a trial size eyeliner, makeup remover, plush lip liner, and a lip gloss. Available at Merle Norman, 706 West Market View Drive in Champaign.
free with the purchase of two or more Merle Norman cosmetics products. Cosmetic accessories not included. Offer valid while supplies last at participating Merle Norman Cosmetic Studios only beginning September 1st, 2023. Limit one per customer. We reserve the right to modify the gift if needed. Not available at MerleNorman.com.
Hey, all you backyard chefs and grill gurus. Barbecue season is here, and I know that you're anxious to fire up that smoker or grill, but your yard needs mowed. Yes, your wife is getting hangry, but that grass isn't going to cut itself. What's an aspiring pitmaster going to do? Get the world's fastest mower, of course, a Dixie Chopper from Dedicated Diesel in Urbana. They carry a full line of Dixie Choppers from the Z2 and Magnum residential models up to the big Excalibur and classic commercial machines that can mow nearly 8 acres an hour. This is award-winning competition pitmaster Tim Onstott, and whether I'm cooking low and slow or hot and fast, I always have time to savor the flavor because my mowing time is cut down by Dixie Chopper, the world's fastest mower. Get your Dixie Chopper at Champaign-Urbana's only dealer, Dedicated Diesel, at 1313 Triumph Drive in Urbana, 217-328-0562.
This is WSJK, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals. Now ESPN at 9 o'clock.